My my my. What a wonderful visit to East Georgia Regional Medical Center, Statesboro Hospital. Upon arrival, I was greeted by two very friendly and helpful auxiliary volunteers that directed and escorted me to my appointment with David Keene. David is the president of the auxiliary and shared with me the history and purpose of the hospital auxiliary and what their greatest needs were. Within a short time, I was educated about the role the auxiliary plays at EGRMC. What a benefit they are to each patient, family member, friend, and/or companion that comes to the hospital. The auxiliary is a nonprofit organization that assists the hospital with patient flow coordination and offers comfort to waiting and anxious families. The history of Statesboro's auxiliary dates back to 1971 at the old hospital named Bullock Memorial Hospital. That was almost 50-plus years ago. What a wonderful and amazing history that we, Statesboro and Bullock County residents, can be so very proud of. Remember the pink jackets, for women and red vests, for men? The jackets are blue now, but their attitude and service is the same. They still have something in common, helping many patients with questions, tempering anxieties, even introducing them to where the cafeteria or coffee kiosk can be found. Getting the extra touch of kindness and care is so appropriate when you are in a medical hospital or environment. The dedicated auxiliary volunteers at EGRMC offer their time and talents throughout the hospital and bring comfort and cheer to the patients, families, and companions. The positions the volunteers hold can vary from staffing the information desk in any areas of the hospital, visitation services in the patient area, assisting families of surgical patients, or giving instructions of what is available in Statesboro if they will have an extended wait time. David Keene has been with the auxiliary for many years, and his chief role is to oversee the volunteers and jump in to any empty seat that becomes available at the drop of a hat. Emergencies, unexpected absences, and, of course, a shortage of volunteers make him a target for filling in. He and his family relocated to Statesboro from Jacksonville after his retirement. He is very resourceful and helpful to the volunteers. One volunteer told me they have a lot of respect for him. David showed me a closet filled with an array of valuable memorabilia, like pictures of the Pink Ladies, albums, scrapbooks, awards, newspaper articles, and much more. Truly a treasure chest of Statesboro Hospital archives. While walking in the hospital, we passed a myriad of friendly, smiling, and professional-looking people. I could only imagine what it would be like coming in as an anxious patient, meeting this friendliness and how calm that would make one feel. David then led me to the cafeteria and reintroduced me to three volunteers, Retta Bland, Mary Ann Lisenby, and Cheryl Walker. All three of these women have been with the hospital auxiliary for 20-plus years, on and off, as their life changes have occurred. David and I joined them and listened, while they chatted about how wonderful Taco Tuesday was. No matter which way you want it, it is always great, one of them said. Fun personalities, laughter, and a fun exchange was enjoyed before they went on their shift. Oh yes, free lunch is provided as a perk to the volunteers. Let me tell you about the volunteers and their backgrounds. Retta Bland was a volunteer with the old hospital. She said she always thought of being a nurse, but life and its turns like marriage and children took priority. She started about 1975, working at the hospital full-time in admissions. She joined the auxiliary at the new hospital about 2008 as a volunteer and has been very active since. I asked her why she loved being a volunteer. She replied, "I love helping families through difficult times with their concerns and loved ones. Plus, I love the free taco salad Tuesday," she said jokingly. "Personal satisfaction brings me much joy in helping others." Mary Ann Lisenby started as a volunteer after her career retirement as an HR resource manager and advisor. She said, "I wanted something to do other than my Bible studies, travel, and friend relationships." Mary Ann was an Army wife and enjoyed being busy. She said that volunteering did not affect her personal life but added to it. Flexibility was a great benefit. Mary Ann said she loves living life and that's what she is doing. Volunteering makes you grateful. Get up, go, and do. Cheryl Walker has been with the hospital for many years and is what I would call a professional volunteer person. She volunteers at EGRMC weekly on the Tuesday shift, as well as with the Christian Social Ministry, CSM. Cheryl was a bookkeeper by profession, and after retiring, started volunteering part-time and then full-time. She says she loves talking to the patients, comforting them, and getting answers if she can. Empathy is huge with Cheryl. L. R. Cindy Walker, Retta Bland, Mary Ann Lisenby, Michelle LeBlanc. The Hospital Auxiliary is a non-profit organization and is funded primarily by the profits of the vending machines in the hospital, some private donations, and a couple of major fundraisers a year. The Auxiliary is known for their jewelry sales held twice a year and also a very giving Thanksgiving drive. The first jewelry sale will be on August 25, 2023 and the second on October 20, 2023. Sales will be held at the hospital, and announcements will be forthcoming this year. A private jewelry company will be sharing the profits with the Auxiliary. For the last 11 years, a Thanksgiving food drive has become a very special project for the Auxiliary. Brown paper bags, with a list of staples for dinner and the hospital giving a gift card, for a local grocery store, for the meats as a fun project for the volunteers. Last year in November 2022, the Auxiliary distributed 460 bags to the Statesboro community. What a giving bunch! EGRMC recognizes the Hospital Auxiliary volunteers with a festive Christmas banquet at Forest Heights Country Club. Volunteer members, spouses or their guests have a time to celebrate and enjoy themselves together with some of the EGRMC administration staff. Now for my main reason for writing this article. Yes, I wanted to brag about the volunteers I met, but they are in dire need of new volunteers to add to their volunteer family. COVID really hit their volunteer pool. Many didn't return after COVID for one reason or the other. The hospital runs effectively with 50 volunteers, however they're down to 31. So as David explained, you can see why we really are looking for some great people. As many of you know, my previous career was that as a corporate staffer, recruiter, so I'm putting these skills to use today. Hopefully you will see something that grabs your attention and will call David Keene at 912-481-5346. Hospital Auxiliary Volunteers Needed. Qualifications. People person skills. Appreciate and help others. Helping attitude to direct patients to appropriate departments. Jump in attitude to comfort families. Want to make a difference and having a give back attitude. Physically mobile. Benefits. Family-friendly workspace. Self-satisfaction of helping others. Free lunch and beverage break. Flexible hours, one shift, weekly, Monday to Friday 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. or 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. You pick what works best for your schedule. All volunteers must pass a background check and be vaccinated by the hospital. No age requirements. Sound good, Statesboro seniors? Have I piqued your interest? Does this sound like a fit for you, or do you know someone that would like to be a hospital auxiliary volunteer? If you want more information or have questions, please contact David Keene at 912-481-5346, Monday to Friday 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Yes, yes, yes. This can be your next great senior moment.